Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the world champion, Olympic champion,
in the individual, all around for the women. Yeah, we kind of proud. Got a little gabby. But we thank you for being with us on tonight. God bless you. God keep you. We had a long conversation in Bible study about the elected and how we use different counts and forth and other things to get kind of brainwashed into doing some stuff that we didn't even know that we were going to be doing. But we're going to be talking about that today. Thank you for being with us on today. We believe here at the Warfare Hour that faith is not an option. We believe that because we believe that we can't do all things in Christ that strengthens us. We believe that as we seek first kingdom of God and His righteousness, that all things that we have are not of us. We believe that because we also believe that as we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, that all these things should be added unto us. We believe that as long as we study to show ourselves approved unto God, our word that we need not to shame rightly or righteously divided in the word. That everything is going to be happening on our behalf. This is a new beginning. This is the eighth month. The eighth, of course, stands for a new beginning. And today we plan to go and deal with some new things, because that's where God has us right now, is in new things. This is the beginning. I am Apostle Carl Hunter Clark Richardson, and we also have my partner in crime, Prophet Corey Grant.
Hallelujah. Live and direct from the hometown of the Warfare Hour. We are here in the City of Glory, Gary, Indiana. We thank God for Living Way Christian Center and Apostle Leonard Emmons. We thank God for Words for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries. You got to say that kind of fast. That's a mouthful. And Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, affectionately known to those of us in the ministry as Dad. We thank God for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters who are constantly showing their support for us. We thank God for them and our opportunities to fellowship with them and share with them. We thank God for all of those who are listening or viewing us tonight, viewing us on the internet, the words that we speak. So for those who are listening tonight, we say thank God for you, and we continue to pray the favor of the Lord over you in all your ways. Amen.
And we thank God for you. And we do pray that we have what you need on tonight. We pray that God will come up with words, God will give us questions. We'll be able to enlighten you in certain areas. But we just want to really go ahead and get started. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask that you to pray with us this prayer or this scripture. Open down my eyes.
Open thou mine eyes.
That I may behold.
That I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
As we realize that God seeks to be with us, we pray that it's no different
on tonight. Well, the last two times that we came together, we had a blockbuster. We were blessed to have a few extra minutes on the last podcast, but we're not concerned about how many minutes we have. We're not concerned about the quality of what God has to go out to his people. And so we do need your feedback. We want you to take notes. We recognize that only internet yourself chatting one to another. For those of you that remember to press 1
lines, and that gives you an opportunity to give us a comment. We want to get some prayer support or anything that can get a chance to touch on so that we can include it in our future podcast. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we've been talking about marriage, talking about the family. We've been talking about men. We've been talking about being on point. We've been talking the last few weeks about putting ourselves in a position to receive by preparing ourselves. And each week we talk about the marriage or harmonious marriage prayer. And we spend time talking about this for this one reason. One is, again, the body of Christ is second to none in the divorce rate. More and more, the body of Christ is getting exposed in so many areas because of wrongdoing and because of sin. But the enemy has attacked what God left on the earth to make things go well, and that's the family. And so we've been praying for the family through that of the marriage. Now, we believe, like Chick-fil-A, that we did that on last week,
that marriage is actually a husband and a wife,
which is a male and a female. We also believe that that's the way it's written in the scripture, that we
also believe that the marriage is also a perspective. And that it is us being the bride,
and Christ being the husband, we believe that, and we believe that the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic operate in the spirit as the marriage, as the natural marriage operates here on earth. So we want you to recognize that the enemy attacks marriage regularly because it is the one institution that truly reflects the unity of the Godhead.
And the other thing that we always talk about is the marriage is also of the apostolic and the prophetic, because we are married to Christ. And because we're married to Christ, he wants a bride without spot or wrinkle. And so we run into so many different things over the earth that we need to have prayer and we need to prepare ourselves. And so this is why
every week we read the harmonious marriage prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us because you are in us. We acknowledge that love reigns supreme, O God. We believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. This is the way we believe, men and women of God. We believe this prayer through these words that we're saying. Amen. We live and conduct our marriage honorably and becomingly, O God. We esteem it as precious. We esteem it as worthy and of great price. We commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. We need to say that again just so you understand that this applies to men and women. It also applies to those of you that are unmarried but are married to Christ. We live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, but especially of the natural, honorably and becomingly. We esteem it as precious, worthy and of great price, and we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tender-hearted. Father, we believe and say that we are humble-minded, O God, and we seek peace. It keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance, O God, because we follow after love and we dwell in peace. Our prayers are not hindered in any way. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and specific and acceptable will of you as the great I am. O God, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, grows stronger because it's founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day, Father, we decree this day, Father, we decree this day. We have the merits of the apostolic, of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, God, made in heaven. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And we also know that there's some information to come from where the scripture references are Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10, Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32, Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, Ephesians 3 and 13, as well as verse 17, and Jeremiah 1 and 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And now we want to go into another place. We want to pray, continue to pray according to the scripture. And this is just not necessarily our prayer to God, but what God has decreed and declared to us. It comes from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse and ending with the 14th verse. And it reads as so. For I know, and I read this from the Amplified, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. And where the Lord is left. And we want to continue in because this is the warfare hour. Amen.
Amen.
This is the warfare hour, and so we want to continue because and warfare is what we do. Warfare is what we do.
Before we go to our next prayer, this is a time for excitement, pretty much all over the country, but locally here in the city of Gary, yours truly celebrating. Milestones of my life. You know, I woke up this morning and as I talked to my son earlier, we always kind of go over a little bit, you know, like, hey, what the Lord say to you about tonight? And we just kind of, you know, go over a few things. And as you know, whenever you're getting ready to do something for the Lord, the enemy is coming through. And so my son has said, I said, well, how's it going today? He said, man, it's chaos.
Chaos.
And as he shared with me, he was at work, and I was just waking up. And he was sharing with me what was going on with his life, and I could tell that the enemy was really trying to start the day wrong, so I began to pray. And that's why this warfare hour is about. It's about prayer, about beating up the enemy, not allowing him to have a foothold, not allowing him to have a stronghold. And so I began to pray, and I know that some yokes were broken, and I know that he felt better. He didn't even have to tell me. Regardless of whatever circumstance he was going through at the time, I just heard what he was saying and began to pray. And that's really what we need to do. If you have the ability to intercede or pray on behalf of someone, you need to do it. When somebody say pray for me, they don't mean later, they mean now. Pray for them while you got spit left in you, while you still got breath left in you. And so I'm doing that. That's what we try to do here at the Warfare Hour. But I want to share with you some things that's wonderful in my life. Today is my 18th year anniversary of sobriety. Now, it may not mean to some of you, but if you've ever been bound by anything, if you've ever been... If you ever been bamboozled, if you ever been lost, if you ever been lonely, if you ever been just not knowing what to do, day after day after day, week after week after week, hour after hour, you understand what being free. See, I understand what freedom is. See, I was delivered. See, I was been around the tables in the Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous realm. And one of the things that go around the table is that I'm a grateful recovering whatever you say you're recovering from, whether it's alcohol or drugs. But see, I've been delivered. Hallelujah. I've been delivered. Hallelujah. I've been delivered. And so I know where my source and my strength is. And I got some powerful information from going around the table talking to those brothers and sisters. But my source and my salvation come from Jesus Christ. And him crucified.
That's right.
Where we are. Amen. So I got to reflecting on some other things, and I just had to rejoice. 20 years ago yesterday, actually 40 years ago yesterday, I joined the United States Air Force. I was an 18-year-old pup right out of high school, and I spent 20 years in the military. And now it's 20 years from the day that I retired, I see that I got 20 more years. So I've gone through a 40-year wilderness experience, and I was reflecting on the 20 years of my youth and the 20 years of my middle term. And see, I plan to use up the whole 120 years that I was promised. See, I wasn't a disobedient child in the wilderness, so I'm not taking 3, 4, and 10. I'm taking what God promised me back there with Noah, and that's 120. And so I'm taking all of mine. If you don't want yours, then I'll take some of yours. I'll be 140, 160, 180. I'm not going to die young. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So my 40-year high school reunion is this year. 40-year wilderness experience is over. This is a new beginning in the 8th month. And our subject is dealing with the new, being a new creature. And we're talking about new things. And our scripture is going to be reflecting being a new creature. Amen. But we got a prayer. As like I said, we're going to strengthen you. So pray with me on my 40 years experience being over, my 18 years of anniversary of sobriety. And this 8th month, all of us are celebrating a new beginning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a time in life where your life just needs a thorough spiritual sanitation. I mean, just a total, I'm talking about spiritually, you got to go sit on the seat of elimination and release for your life and whatever is trying to constipate you spiritually. I know it sounds crazy, but really, this is what it is. Whatever's trying to constipate you spiritually will corrupt you eventually in the natural. Your virtues, your attributes, your morals, all this will be corrupted because spiritually you're constipated, and you need a total elimination. So, in order to keep the value of your life and to make your life and your destiny attain its highest level, you need to set time apart to be alone with God. You need to get intimate with the Father. Just spend some time alone with him. You know, those, you know, things like a prayer retreat, things like a consecration time, things like a time of fasting, those times are set apart to enable you, you know, to get the best out of life. And that time needs to be spent because it'll make your destiny attain its highest height. So much prayer and much time needs to be spent. Great effort needs to be put into and you got to be aggressive with it. I mean, you got to take that time. You can't just just say, well, I'll get it when I can get it. No, you got to take that time. You got to get, you got to remember what Jesus Christ said, that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence takes it by force. You got to force yourself some time of intimacy with the Father so that you can create the opportunity and the highway that's needed for your destiny to achieve its destiny. Amen. I want to pray with you, and I want to intercede with, you know, for you and with you, that the Lord really allows us some time to get into with him, that we can strengthen our faith and strengthen our power of resolve against the enemy, that he would no longer be able to even desire to come after us. Because every time he does, he loses. Amen. Come on, let's go into prayer. Can we go into prayer real quick? Father, we thank you for preparing us for this level of prayer, and we cover this prayer in the blood of Jesus Christ and in the grace and the mercy of the Father, of our Father. Holy Ghost, give us the words and give us the understanding of the words that we say and are about to say, so that we are totally freed and we are granted total victory in the very next moment of our lives as we conclude the prayer. Father, we thank you that this is a time of prayer that we can have with you, and we want to just take some time to decree some things, knowing that your word will see these things to pass. Hallelujah, God. Father, right now we oppose every opposition, and we pursue every pursuer, and we oppress every oppressor in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, right now, every yoke manufacturer, arise and carry your yoke and die in Jesus' name. For we release ourselves from every ancestral demonic pollution in Jesus' name. We release ourselves from every demonic pollution emanating from our parents' religion in the name of Jesus Christ. We release ourselves from demonic pollution emanating from our parents' involvement with any demonic religion in the name of Jesus Christ. And we break loose from every idol and related association in Jesus' name. We release ourselves from every dream pollution in the name of Jesus. Every satanic attack against our lives in our dreams be converted to victory in Jesus' mighty name. All rivers, trees, forests, evil companions, evil pursuers, pictures of dead relatives, snakes, spirit husbands, spirit wives, and masquerades manipulated against us in the dreams be completely destroyed by the power in the blood of the Lord Jesus. Every evil plantation in our lives, come out with your all your roots in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let's say that one more time. Every evil plantation in our lives, come out with all your roots in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil strangers in our body, come all the way out of your hiding places in the name of Jesus. For we disconnect any conscious or unconscious link with demonic creators or caterers in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let all avenues to eat or drink spiritual poison be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. I cough out and vomit any food eaten at the table or from the table of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For we cough them out and vomit them out in faith in Jesus' name. All negative material circulating in my bloodstream, come out and penetrate you in the name of Jesus Christ. For we drink the blood of Jesus. We drink the blood. For right now we swallow the blood of Jesus, and our DNA would be changed to the DNA of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost fire, burn from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Holy Ghost fire, burn in our hearts, burn in our
pussy, I got shot. I fire off to our whole bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. For we cut ourselves off from every, and I mean every, hallelujah.
Spirit of evil, spirit of hatred, spirit of chaos and discord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out everything in the name of Jesus, for we recognize. We recognize that you are in control, O God, and that nothing, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We recognize, O God, that you are the one.
Gary, Indiana, and every other city represented on this line right now in the name of Jesus Christ. For we uproot and come out of our from the foundation of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we uproot poison of darkness, ancestral initiation, negative programming, poverty, triangular traps, bewitchment powers, idol deposits, sexual pollution, witchcraft, hatred, spirit of polygamy, the spirit of cultural bondages, the dream harassment, family displaced, ancestral curses, mind fragmentation, in the name of Jesus, animal spirits, water domination, Pharisees anointing, vagabond bondage, non-achievement, glass problems, spirits of death and hell, witchcraft cages, blood pollution, spirit of defilement, spirit of powerlessness, anointing of the snail, nakedness, failure at the end of a miracle, spiritual blindness, spirit of deafness, poor citizens, fire, curses, and spells, familiar spirits, evil patterns, marine covenants, evil padlocks, demonic ball fights, spirit of the dead, vagabond lifestyle, untimely death, marital instability, marital instability, in the name of Jesus, arrow the frustration, sicknesses and diseases, cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody under the sound of my voice, if you got prayer language, continue praying all by the Holy Ghost. Parental curses, violent death, abnormal behavior, uncontrollable anger, mental blackout, strange voices. For we cut ourselves off from every tribal spirit and curse in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves off from every territorial spirit and curse in Jesus' name. Hold it on fire. Purge our lives. So we pray our complete deliverance from the spirit of all those things that we do not desire in our lives. All the things that we previously listed and even the things that we can't think of right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. For we break the hold of any and all evil powers over our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. For we declare that the word of God, we declare this prayer, and we declare the power of God bring us the victory that we so deserve and that we have been battling for. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. It's something you got to get fired up. You got to get fired up. You got to believe in what you're saying is true. You got to get out there, men and women of God. You got to let others know that you're serious about what you're serious about. See, people will get out of your way. Thank you, crazy. You ever walk by somebody on the street and they talking to their sinner? Man, they crazy. But see, on the real, they talk to the Lord. Or sometimes, and I want to say something about that because, you know, the last few months we've been talking about demons. We've been talking about demons. And you need to understand that they're around. But, see, they don't have a body. The only way that they can operate is through us. And so we got to recognize who they are. We got to recognize them by their spiritual name. We got to recognize by the kinds of things that we just call spirits or that we just call diseases or things of that nature. We need to understand that all things that are diseases, which is dis-ease, is not of God. The body is well tuned. We made in the image and likeness of God, and he made us beautifully and wonderfully. He made us so great that even the angels, especially those that have fallen, which are the demons, are envious of us. And there's demons that go around, and they, when they inhabit us, they make us do some stuff that's uncharacteristic of being godlike. Some of the demons that I'm talking about is a pouting demon. Webster's definition of a pouting demon says showing displeasure by thrusting out the lips or wearing a sullen expression of sulking. Pouting is usually a reaction from not getting one's own way. It prevents one from communicating. See, when you pout, you're not communicating with those that's around you. Self-awareness demon. This spirit has one thing in common with all the other spirits listed on the rejection side. The next two spirits are the companions of self-awareness. They are timidity and shyness. First of all, it is not, guess what? If you are timid and shy, that is not godlike. You know, there's things that people think that's normal. These are normal reactions to people. And that's one of the things that's become familiar in our lives. And so we remain timid and we remain shy, and we aren't able, that's a self-awareness demon that's making us be that way. Another demon that gets in our way is loneliness. This spirit causes a person to be sad. In the very beginning of creation, God said it's not good for man to be alone. That's in Genesis 2 and 18. So he made provision for everyone to have companions through family. Remember, we've been talking about the family. And so even now, everything is in the way of getting rid of the family as a unit. And they're trying to, and they're perverting the family. I saw, I drive a school bus, and one of the things that I did, I picked up a little girl. She's a handicapped, and I picked her up, and two ladies came out to meet me. It was early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, something along those lines. And the one woman walked up to the bus and said, and she could barely speak because I guess, anyway, she could barely speak to me, but she said, well, I'm kind of like the girl's daddy. I'm like, the girl, what? A woman tells me she was the girl's daddy. And I said to myself, the devil is a liar. How a woman going to be the daddy of anyone? But I looked at her, and the little girl said, bye, daddy. And I just began to pray. You know, I had this girl every day, and I just prayed every day on my way to school. Sometimes we don't even know what it is that we thrust into. We pick our jobs as jobs, but we really need to be looking at, were we placed there for a reason? Some people, the only job that they're going to know, the only church that they're going to know is you. And so there's other demons that get in your way. The demon of sensitiveness. That means that you easily offended. Ironically, many sensitive people are quite insensitive to the feelings of others. See, people that's real sensitive can't stand when you come at them. Their actions toward others could be very abrasive, but they themselves have a low tolerance for hurt from others. And this is something that you see, you should by now that the wounds of rejection cause a person to act and react in such ways as to set himself up for rejection begets rejection. A major objection of ministry is to person to stabilize so that in relationship his personality traits will attract others rather than repel them. What I mean is we want to be able to attract people. We don't want to repel. So we want to get in contact with and understand those things, those traits, those demons, those things that put us in a position where we are not seeing straight. We're not living according to the way God intends for us to live. Amen? Now, on the last 2 weeks, I said we began to talk about some ways to overcome objections. We talked about being prepared. We talked about having courage. And when we talked about having courage, we talked about the courage was to change. See, the quality of a mind which enables one to meet danger and difficulties with firmness, valor. Courage may manifest itself in many ways, including boldness, endurance, bravery, and even gallantry. It has been viewed everywhere by men as a cardinal virtue. So when you get courage, everybody loves a person that's courageous. In sports, if a person just continues to the end of that particular sport, even if they fall down or whatever, we value the courage that that person had to continue to race. And so, remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about we were talking about as whenever we go through a certain situation or circumstance, we have to put ourselves in a position to overcome that circumstance or that situation. The enemy is always trying to get us. As we begin to run a race, we must be prepared. We talked about the different kinds of scriptures and the things that was happening that put us in a position to be able to overcome by being prepared. As long as we study, as long as we put ourselves in a position to receive that which God has for us. We also talked about some things that was happening in current events. We talked about some things that was happening here. We talked about the Chick-fil-A thing, and I was glad that they carried that, the Chick-fil-A people carried that to a higher level, and they put out a date, say, hey, if you with us, come to a Chick-fil-A store on, I believe it was yesterday, and they had hundreds of thousands of people that lined up and came to their store saying that they believe that the union of the family is a man and a woman. And so those that are trying to bully you from your God-given thoughts and from the things that are true and just, you need to stand up for. You need to have the courage to say, no, that's wrong, or you need to have the courage to say, hey, I know what's right. Do you know what's right? And we also been talking about going back to the old landmark of repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is a new thing. It's a new thing because ain't nobody doing it no more. So this is a new beginning. We going back to the beginning. God done told us, Jesus told us to, John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus, and his thing was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus didn't make enough said the same thing, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But he took it further. He began to lay hands on the sick. He began to heal people. He began to raise the dead. He began to perform signs, wonders, and miracles. He told us to do the same thing. He told us to baptize people in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, sometimes we just get so in up the shape about the things that really have no significance. But we do need to understand that when God left all of these books for us, he left the 66 books called the Bible. We call the basic instruction before leaving earth. He put us in position. He said in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto us. And as we get ready to prepare now to go into the new beginning, we ask that you would turn to Revelation, the 21st chapter. Revelation, the 21st chapter. And we're going to read out of the Amplified and the King James. Amen. Amen. And we got a few more scriptures, but basically we want you to put yourself in a position to, as of today, say, I'm a new creature in Christ.
I'm a new creature. We want you to believe and really hear what we have to say on tonight and do some additional research. So we want you to go for it. This is a disposition of time. This is a season that you do not want to miss. This is not the season to sit on the sideline, men and women of God. This is not the season to allow the enemy to overtake your family and run things. This is not the time, this is not the season for you to give in to your sin. This is a time for you to stand up. This is a time for you to fight. This is a time for you to say to God, I'm with you. And me and my wife, we shall serve the Lord. This is a time for you to stand up and be counted. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I completely and totally agree. I cannot say enough. It is time. It's time for us to stop faking. It's time for us to stop acting as if we believe. And it's time for us to really truly believe. It's no longer a time for us to say something that just sounds good. It's time for us to say what thus says the Lord and say it as God would have us say it. Don't sugarcoat anything. When the Lord places something on your heart, just say what you have to say, because God is going to honor it in the end. So there is absolutely no room for you to just sit back and say nothing when God has so much work for you to do. We're going to go ahead and get into the scripture. We're going to read from the Amplified, Revelation 21:1-5. Amen. Then I saw a new sky or heaven and a new earth. For the former sky and the former earth had passed away or vanished. And there no longer existed any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, all arrayed like a bride, beautified and adorned for her husband. Then I heard a mighty voice from the throne, and I perceived its distinct words, saying, see, the abode of God is with men, and he will live or encamp or tent among them. And they shall be his people, and he and God shall personally be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, and mourning, nor grief, nor pain anymore, for the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, see, I make all things new. And he said, record this, for these things are faithful, accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy, and true, genuine.
Amen. Now, we're going to get to some emphasis, but reading out of the King James Version, it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Two things in the same sentence. We talked about before, looking at punctuation and looking at the emphasis of what they are talking about, a new heaven and a new earth. And we can begin a new heaven and a new earth even right now. We can speak things that aren't as though they are. And that's what God left with us. He left with us the keys to the kingdom. He said, whatsoever we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. So we need to, when we speak about things on the earth, we need to be speaking and knowing that the our power and our anointing and our authority is coming from the heavenly host. Amen. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. These things are manifest. Sometimes we look at things as though they are so far away, but we need to put in perspective how things are happening around us now. Bear in mind the earth as it used to be, because really the earth as it is now, that the land masses were all different than they are now. The water from the flood of Noah and other floods have changed the geography of the earth. Let's take, before we go further, let's take a look at some of the current events that's been happening. There's been earthquakes, tsunamis, mudslides, fires, there's burn up and pestilence, there's been destroying the land and drought. All of these things are mentioned in the book of Revelation. However, when we take a look at the things, we thought this stuff was going to be happening in other countries. Those of you that are in the United States and hear my voice, you need to pay a close attention to the things that are happening in the United States. I'm going to give you a couple of good pointers. One is, last year, it snowed in all 50 states. And you got to remember, Hawaii is, what, almost 8 hours from the mainland. All 50 other states have some snow. So, wait a minute, I never heard about no snow in Hawaii. Well, there's different movies and things that we've been paying attention to. And we talked about Psalms 82 stated where the earth is off tilt. And it's off tilt because the men and women of God are not doing the things that they do. The polar ices are melting. The, there's so many things happening in the earth. I told you about the sun and the moon was in the same quadrant earlier in the year. Our winter here in the Midwest was almost non-existent. And even now, we've had probably 46 straight days of almost 90 to 100 degree weather. And the other thing is, when have you seen where there's a heat streak from one end of the country all the way to the other tip of the country? Men and women of God, you really need to be paying attention. Is this a new heaven and a new earth? And then it says, verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God, men and women of God. The tabernacle of God is Jesus Christ. He's sitting on the right hand. But he's also with us. He would dwell with us, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. See, here's something you really need to be telling people, especially those of you that have folks in your family that's Hindus and Muslims and Jehovah's Witness and Zionists and Scientologists. Those so-called atheists and all other manners. Here it's saying, you're not going to be able to get to God without going through the sun. You need to stand up for what you believe and quit being given in to every walk of what it is that you see and hear. Because it says God himself shall be with them and be their God. He's going to be their God because the tabernacle is with him, which is his son. And as long as we dwell with the tabernacle, which is Jesus, then he'll be our God. He's not going to be your God if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Now, that leads me into a guy that's a real close friend of mine. And then to the topic for a second. But there's people around us that are going through things. And you really need to pay attention, and you need to have some compassion like Jesus did about the things that are going on with people in their lives. You need to quit worrying about just yourself. A friend of mine, the Vietnam veteran, he wrote a book saying, I can still hear their cries
even in my sleep. His name is E. Everett McFall, Brother Ernie. And I really love the brother. And the brother is kind of lost right now because he has found himself, as many of us have, by listening to familiar things. And I'm not putting him on blast, but I'm putting others on blast that there's things going on with you. We can use excuses, and we can use things that happen to us, and it can make us go through some things. When you're in the military, you know, as I said, I'm celebrating 20 years of being out of the military after serving for 20 years. So I can't believe that 20 whole years have passed after I done got out. I'm not old, not feeling old, but that 20 years went by kind of quick. And I think about, as I say, through the wilderness experience, those things that I went through when I was young and in the service. I had all my limbs and could run for days, play basketball all day long. And I think of all the things that I did during that time frame. And then I look at what I've done in the 20 years hence. And so I look back on the many trials and the tribulations. How many people's lives have I affected? How many people's lives have I been involved in? How many people are saved because I asked them, do you believe in God? You know, I have to go back and do an inventory. And you know what? It should have been four times as many people that it has been. It might have been a few. It might have been a few hundred. It might have even been a few thousand. But it should have been four times that amount. But it was many times that I kept my mouth closed. And I didn't say anything to people. And so I began to learn to look at people and see and discern what was going on with them. So you don't understand about a person that suffers from post-traumatic syndrome, PTSD. And those men and women that's coming back from Afghanistan and from other places where Iraq and other areas where they've been involved in wars, those men and women that came back from Vietnam and from Korea and from other areas where they are war, where they saw their friends torn apart. You know, some of them were medics, you know, and they saw bits and pieces. You know, I myself was in the military. I was in disaster preparedness. I saw people in airplane crashes and things of that nature. I saw people in floods and natural disasters. And some of those visions will never go out of your mind. And so how do you overcome that? Because what happens is, we were talking about those different kinds of demons earlier, loneliness and sensitiveness, self-awareness and pouting and talkativeness. These are things that you have to recognize as symptoms of things that could cause you a problem. And so if you don't know God, again, and you don't know that Jesus Christ is the key, he is the keyhole. If you don't go through Jesus, you don't get into the Father. Because verse 5 say, and he who is seated on the throne, and again, I'm reading out of the and he that sat up on the throne said, behold,
I make all things new. That's what we are. We are right here, right now. I make all
things new. And that is the perfect segue, Apostle, into our next scripture text. Can you go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to go to verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We thank God for this ministry is sharing the ministry tonight because, I mean, it's true. Post-traumatic stress disorder is an awesome, awesome hindrance. And it's not, it's there, and I don't mean awesome in a good way, but I mean, it's crazy how that's a doorway that opens up so many things that are anti-Christ. But Apostle has brought up an awesome point that Jesus Christ is the doorway. He is the way. He is the only door that leads to God. It's reconciliation and restoration unto God the Father. We cannot stress enough that Jesus Christ is our true and living way to God the Father. And some things happen when Jesus Christ becomes the way for you, when you have accepted Jesus Christ. And see, we're really
And so as we continue, the enemy is doing everything that he can to stop this podcast, but he is a liar. But we will get across what God intends for us to get across on today. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? I want to stop right there. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So that means, if you put yourself in a position that you think that you can do and say anything, and you can live any kind of way, this is a new beginning. This is a new day. We need to be different. Well, actually, we got,
what were you, man of God?
2 Corinthians 5.
Oh, chapter 5.
Amen.
Yeah, I actually got two parts here. And what verse were we on?
We were about to go into 17.
17? Okay.
Amen. Let's go ahead into the Word of God. In the Amplified, we read, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creature, a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. In the King James, it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Men and women of God, we are made completely new. We are remade. One of the new things God does is us. We are remade when we are in Christ Jesus. When you accept Christ as Savior and Lord of your personal life, not just your public life, but your personal life. That means your entire life is submitted to Christ Jesus. Your entire being, your mind changes, your heart changes, your speech changes, the things that you hear change, the things that you understand change. You just completely change. You are a new creation. You are created brand new, and you are created in the image, as the Bible says. You are conformed or remade to the image of Christ, that Christ would be the firstborn among many brethren, which means Christ is your brother. You are brethren with Christ. You are connected to Christ once you have accepted him as Savior and Lord.
Amen. You know, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, bears witness also to what we're talking about, being a new, doing a new thing. See, this time of year is key. It is so key for you to prepare yourself. We talk about preparation. We can't even get away from preparation. The thing for the rest of the year. We always have to prepare ourselves to do. And have courage to do what Christ intends for us to do. He's ordained and anointed us to do it. Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 19 says, behold. Now, we've had a couple of scriptures now where the Lord starts out with behold, like look, pay attention. You see what I'm talking about? Behold, I will do a new thing. Now, if God is saying he going to do a new thing, that means guess what? It never been done before. If God says it's new, expect something new. Guess what? Man, you can't even anticipate how good it's going to be. God said in the beginning, when he made the sun and the moon and the stars, he said, ooh, that's good. And very good. And he talked about him, something new.
Newer than the sun,
newer than the stars, newer than the moon, newer than man, newer than the earth, newer than the heavens. And it's going to be good. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In other words, if you with me, nothing is going to be in your way from getting this new thing. This is a new thing. Do you believe it? See, especially those of us that's in America, we don't believe, like my mama used to say, fat meat is greasy. We didn't believe, and we ended up getting whooped a lot of tackle. We didn't believe when mama said, sit down and get out of my face. We didn't believe her when she said that she walked up on us and snatched a knot on us. Or daddy, either one. We didn't believe that people was greedy. And Jesus, all through the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus is in there. Jesus was manifested in so many different ways. He had to come and show us how to do it. But here in Isaiah 43, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? This new thing, as I said, you can't even imagine how new it is. And you don't know what to look for. But you know, but God is saying, shall ye not know it? In other words, I'm going to place it in your heart so that you'll know that you know, that you know that you know that you know this the new thing that he prepared specifically for you. He said the beasts of the field shall honor him, the dragons in the isle, because he gave waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to drink to his people who are his children. See, God makes a preparation. And here's what you have to understand. Okay, for those who want to put it in perspective, verse 20, the beast of the field, the dragons is what? The snake. Dragons is what? The beast. The enemy. And guess what? And the owl. Ooh. Do y'all know that the Illuminati is called the owl? That they deal with owls? There's nothing new under the sun. All the things that's coming to light now, those things are not new. It's new to some of us because we weren't studying it. So naturally, what's happening is we all in awe because these things are happening.
God has said, woe to the man that said that there is no God. He said that man is a fool. The man that said that there is no God is a fool.
Now, people want to say that there is God, but they don't want to believe in the Son. And so the only way that they're going to believe in the Son is if they are told by someone who is of the Son. And that is us.
Now, not only do they not want to believe in the Son, but then they want to fight you about his validity. So let me do this real quick. And I'm glad you said that because
as quickly as I can. I want to get back into 2 Corinthians because it was an awesome point that you made regarding the righteousness of God and what we are to expect from God as far as Him doing a new thing in our lives. The thing about it is there are some things we have to do. There's things we have to do. So one of the things that we have to do is right here back in 2 Corinthians in chapter 6, we're talking in verse 14, starting in verse 14 and going to verse 18. We're going to talk about this. Be ye not, and I'm reading this out of the King James because it's going to be a lot quicker. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Yes.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial, or the devil? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, or an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Wow.
Wherefore, come out from among them. In the Amplified, that scripture verse 17 starts out says, so come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord, and touch not any unclean thing. Then I will receive you kindly and treat you with favor. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Real quick. It's not your place to dwell with an unbeliever unless one thing is happening. You are in the operation of the gift of the Holy Ghost in order to bring them into the light of salvation. I don't mean the Masonic light of knowledge or the 5% light of knowledge of self. I mean the true knowledge of who you are, which is born of Christ, born of God, fellowshipping and communion with Christ. You cannot dwell with non-believers outside of bringing them to repentance because they don't agree with you. See, whereas you may not use profanity, they do. Whereas you may not be lascivious, they are. Whereas you might not be a reviler, they are. Whereas you might not walk in pride, you may walk in humility, they walk in pride. You walk in joy, and they walk in jealousy. You walk in eternal life, and they only walk in envy, which brings death, because envy and jealousy bring about hatred. You have to understand, people of God, that the unbeliever, the one who does not have the living God dwelling on the inside of him, the one who has not been gifted with the Holy Ghost, the one who has not accepted Christ as Savior and Lord, who has no knowledge of Christ because they refuse that knowledge. Because it's available to everyone. So those who refuse the knowledge of Christ and refuse to accept Christ as Savior and Lord and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost from the Father as testimony of Jesus Christ are not to be dwelt with. You don't live with them. You don't sit with them. You don't talk with them unless you're talking to them about Christ, because it is only Christ that will bring them into fellowship with you, because that's when the agreement happens. As long as you, if they are an infidel, which is an unbeliever, and you are a believer, you and they are at war, because spiritually speaking, they are enemies of God for as long as they do not believe. And the scriptural reference to prove that is if you read Romans chapter 5, you will find out that the Bible says that when you were enemies of God, God had already reconciled you to himself. The only thing you have to do if you're not reconciled to God in order to get reconciled to him is accept Christ, which is known that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the life. You cannot have life in God without Christ Jesus. And if you are a non-believer and you are on this line, we are going to come to you in just a couple of minutes because repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen, amen. Prepare to open up the lines. Psalms 1 says it best. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth at the seat of the scornful.
Amen.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that his fruit in his season. This is our season. This is a new season. His leaf also shall not wither. We're not in a drought. Those who are under the Christ is not in a drought. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever we do shall prosper. Don't look at your circumstance from the natural. Look at your circumstance of supernatural. The thing I talked about earlier today was dealing with the natural. Deal with the natural on natural things. Deal with the supernatural on supernatural things. Verse 4, godly are not so. But like the staff which the wind drives away. The wind blows away. The trees that fall are dying trees. I've been working with a man of God. We've been picking up tree limbs all over the place. And God sent pestilence to have the beetles eat the tree from the inside out, right in the center of the tree. And the trees are dying, and the wind just blows them away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The congregation of the righteous is, we, as we said earlier, we, those of us that believe that failure is not an option. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a woman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Continuing, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I spoke on the last, you're going to always hear us talk about Psalms 82. It tells us about how long are we going to continue to judge unjustly. But there's one verse in there, I believe it's verse 4, and that's the one that always gets me, and it should get you. You really need to be looking at Psalms 82. And, you know, read it every day, you know, just to remind yourself who God say you are. You see, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. You are mighty. He judges among the gods. You are the mighty. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? We are the ones that are supposed to right the wrong. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. That means snatch them. Let me take them. That's one of them. Take them by force. Get your folks out of the hand of the wicked. And you know why? Because those that's judging, those that's wicked, they know not. That's what we were talking about earlier, and then we can really open up the lines. This is the one right here. They know not, neither will they understand. How can they know and how can they understand if they're not in the household of the righteousness? They walk on in darkness. All of the foundations of the earth are out of course, and that's because of us. But men and women of God, it's time for us to upright this world, to upright and put this earth back on course. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together on
this
day, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Just share a few minutes with our friends out here in this podcast land, oh God. We thank all of those that have allowed us this opportunity to come forth, oh God, but especially, Father, for giving us the boldness and the courage, Father, to go forth and to say those things which you have deemed for us to say. This is the warfare hour. We are not here to sugarcoat some things, but to put it out there the way God intends for us so that we can understand that you are true, oh God. Thank you for giving us the ability to do this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to now open up the lines, and if you would, go ahead and press 1 if you are on the telephone, and we are going to wait and listen so that we can hear. We're going to get a full 1 minute to make sure that you get an opportunity to say something on tonight. Amen. The lines are now open. Go ahead. We hear you trying to come through, but we don't hear you yet. Again, we're going to go ahead and remind you to press number one if you want to speak. And just go ahead and speak up. Amen. Something's going on, but we're unable to hear you. Maybe they can hear you at the broadcast. Well, we thank you for being with us on tonight, and we don't want to. We don't want to have any to miss your opportunity. So we're going to ask that you would at least contact us on Facebook, contact us on our email, CarltonClark@yahoo.com or CarltonClarkRichardson@yahoo.com. Also Facebook, Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson on Facebook. Want to be a friend, just go to Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson and put in a friend request. I'll hook you right in, and we can begin to communicate along those lines. And we thank you for the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders and our founder, Prophetess Teresa, and also our engineers and all that make up Kingdom Daughters that allow us this opportunity. Our evangelist is one of our strong members.
And
we thank
Apostle?
The Apostle Leonard Simmons and the Living Way Christian Center for allowing us. Go ahead.
Amen, Apostle. I don't know. I was trying to get in, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for God is worthy to be praised. I just thank God for the broadcast tonight, and the lines are open. I just wanted to make you aware of that. I just wanted to make a brief announcement, if it's okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make the listening audience aware that we are having our prayer empowerment this Saturday at Living Way Christian Center, our home church, at 235 West 40th Avenue in the city of Gary, Indiana, at 2 p.m. We'll be there with Apostle Elder People will be the speaker, and we just encouraging those that are in the Gary area, even those in Chicago area or Hammond area, you're in the area and you want to get a sound word and you want to get prayed for, you want to get some deliverance, we're going to have different intercessors from different ministries come forth, and the word of God shall go forth about prayer. So we just want to encourage the people of God to come out, and as the warfare hour went forth, Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson and Apostle Corey, as you know, you guys were just so anointed tonight, ministering about the Word of God and how you talked about the weapons and how where the enemy is attacking. God is doing something new. God has opened up doors for his people to come in and get blessed and to go out and be refreshed. So on Saturday, we'll be there waiting and available, making ourselves available, set apart for the master's use. So I want to encourage you, if you're not busy and you have unction to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit, we'll be there on assignment. And I just want to encourage you to come out and I don't want to say to be supportive, but come out and be blessed. Come out and get blessed. Elder Melvin's people will be the speaker, and he's the pastor of Mending God's People Ministry, and it's located in Hammond, Indiana. So, again, I just wanted to make that announcement, and also wanted to encourage you, Apostle, and you, Prophet, that you're doing a good work, and no weapon, not one, formed against the broadcast shall prosper. And also, the listening audience, I just want to encourage you to participate. Call somebody up and let them know that the Warfare Hour is on every Thursday, faithfully pouring into God's people. And I just want to lift you up with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this hour of power. And, Lord God, we give you glory for what you are doing and what you have done and what you are going to do in our lives. Father, we submit solely to you, and we ask, Lord God, that as you are covering Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson and Elder Prophet Corey, I ask you right now, Lord God, that you would just keep the blood of Jesus around them, Lord God. Let the blood of Jesus trickle down from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. And everything, Lord God, that their heart desire, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that it is in your will. And we just ask you right now that the manifestation of the desires of their heart come forth now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the revelation, Father, that you've given them, Lord God. And we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that as we call on you, Father, Father, that we can hear you and we'll be obedient to follow your direction. And Father, I just ask you right now that you keep them safe. Keep their family safe, Lord God, and everything that concern them. And I bind up and come against every backlash, every retaliatory spirit. Satan, you are a liar. You have no power, no dominion over what belongs to God and what belongs to them, Lord God. And we just thank you for what you are doing. We rejoice, Lord God, in the strength that you've given them. We ask you to refresh, renew, and restore them, Father God, for they are poured out for your people. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've done it as we have asked. In the mighty Master's name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, we say amen and glory to God.
Amen. Well. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Prophetess, for continuing to cover us in prayer and to continue to stand with us and intercede on our behalf as we go forward in this work for the Lord. Not only can you reach Apostle Carlton Clark on email, you can reach me on email at K1@gmail.com. That's KAMinistry1@gmail.com. You can also reach me at AtmosphereMinistries@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook at facebook.com, Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. Get on our page and click the like button and be a blessing to us with a testimony of how God has been awesome in your life to receive the Word of God as it is poured out daily through prayer and exhortation in Jesus' name. We thank you for you kingdom daughters and kingdom builders. We thank God for Apostle Leonard Emmons and the Living Way Christian Center. And we thank God for Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson and the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries. All for share, for allowing us to be able to come and share in this opportunity. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. And Prophetess, we thank you for that prayer. You're one of our greatest rah-rahs. You really make us feel wonderful and want to continue to keep coming back and doing what God said. It's good to be encouraged, and we encourage you as well. You and your husband and your ministry, all that God gives you. And we encourage you and we bless and declare blessings upon everywhere that your feet trod and everywhere your hands are placed and things for. You make sure that something's happening 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so with that in mind, we're not asking you for anything from Warriors for Christ. We're not asking you for anything for Kingdom Atmosphere. But we are asking you to support Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders. Well, they bring the word to you every day, 365 days a year. And
they need your support. If you're able to send your support to them, even your financial support to help them to continue to bring wonderful things to you, because it's upbuilding you in your most holy faith that you're able to receive what God has. And so support the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders, for they are the ones that sponsored it and they the one had the vision. And so we want to make sure that they have all the resources that they need to continue. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. If the lines are still open, maybe there's time for someone else to say something. If not, we're going to go ahead. Well, we're going to wait just a minute and see. Go ahead, I hear you.
Hey, man, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, my phone was acting crazy. This is Sister Tony. Good afternoon, Prophet and Apostle and Prophet Teresa. I guess I want to come on and, you know, just say the word was definitely on point. I just recently was talking to one of my girlfriends about an incident of her old friend that doesn't believe in God at all, and she was just questioning me, like, you know, should I back up from her? And I didn't really know what to tell her, you know, besides, you know, witness to her and pray about it. But I thank God that you all, that God used you all to bring the scripture out, so now I have some foundation to even take back to her. And I want to thank you all for that. You know, y'all continue to pray for me as I pray for y'all. That's it.
Amen. We think that that good report from you for about your purpose.
Amen.
Yeah.
We waiting on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for
Amen. So at this time, we want to take the time to do what we know we should. And if there is anyone out there right now under the sound of our voice who has not come to a full assurance of eternal life, in other words, you have not accepted Christ as Savior and Lord, we want to offer you up the opportunity now to come to Christ and come to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not coming, it's here. Amen. And we want to give you an opportunity to be born again into. If you are willing and you are prepared and ready, say this with me, understanding that Jesus Christ, and I want you to hear this before I say anything that we must repeat, understanding that Jesus Christ came into the world, born of a virgin as the Son of God, to die for our sins. Even in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, later in the scripture, the Bible says in verse 21, for he has made him who knew no sin. He has made him sin for us that we might be the righteousness of God in him, him being Christ. Jesus Christ died for your sin. He hung on a cross for your sin, and he stayed in the grave 3 days that he would fulfill all that was necessary in order to bring righteousness into your life and your heart. And all that is required is that you openly confess him from the depth of your heart. You just believe and confess him with the depths of your heart. And if you want to do that right now, this is what I need you to say with me. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I believe that he died for my sins. And I believe that you raised him from the dead 3 days later. I accept you, Jesus, as my Savior and my Lord. I renounce a life of sin
and I accept a life of righteousness. I am a new creature created by God to resemble Jesus Christ. And now I am saved. If you prayed that prayer in Jesus' name, you have now been born again into the kingdom of God, and we only got one thing to say to that.
Hallelujah!
We shout because today is your birthday. Hallelujah. Today is your birthday. Don't let nobody fool you and think that Sunday is the only day you can get saved. Hallelujah. You can save any day of the week. And we want to let you know that even though we're doing our what we call our weak version of it, the angels are literally rejoicing in heaven over you right now. They are throwing a party for you right now because they are excited about the fact that they have another to spend eternity with. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to help you get introduced to Christ. And if you need a church home, contact us. We gave you the information. Contact us at CarltonClark@yahoo.com or CarltonLClarkRichardson@yahoo.com. Contact us at KAMinistry1@gmail.com. Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders, contact us. Within this circle, we can point you in the right direction no matter where you are in the country. Are willing to send you, Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders are willing to send you a Bible, either electronic or the old-fashioned paperback or hardback, ready to you move into a life with. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. Okay. Well, God bless you and God keep. Remember, we are the Warriors for Christ Gospel Prayer Church International. We are the War of the Hour, coming to you live from the City of Glory, Gary, Indiana. We do believe that failure is not an option. We believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We believe that as we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, that rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. We believe that we are God. We believe that we judge on behalf of God. We believe that we have the power, the authority, and the anointing. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe in speaking in tongues. We believe in laying on hands, and we believe in prophecy. We also believe to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to lean not to our own understanding and all our ways to acknowledge God so that he can lead, guide, and direct our path. We love you, we adore you, and we magnify the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all the Greeks say amen and hallelujah. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
God bless you.